My name is Horace Butler Hunter, and I was born in Madison in 1852 to William B. Hunter, a carpenter from Hunter's Point, New York, and Mary M. Butler, born in Colebrook, Connecticut. She was known as Maggie. I grew up in the world of woodworking and craftsmanship, and these remained constant occupations throughout my life, even as I developed a passion for photography. My father was a carpenter, my mother kept our home, and although I never went to school, I learned to read and write. Most of all, however, I loved to observe and record the world around me through photographs. As I share my life story with you, please do not pity me. You will learn that I lost many beloved family members, but I lived a productive life full of love and accomplishments. I am proud that my accomplishments exceeded my losses. Right here in Madison, I grew up with two parents and many brothers and sisters. Though not all of my siblings stayed nearby, they all helped to prepare me for the grief I would endure throughout my life, and I am grateful for their loving care. Losing so many loved ones, perhaps, contributed to my eagerness to record the living through my photography and to help others who grieved through my role as the town undertaker. I found comfort in taking and sharing my photographs during joyful times, and I built a small business from that beloved hobby while also being able to help members of my community during times of loss. After all, I know what loss feels like. I married Hermione Liza when we both were young, but she was taken from me at only 32 years of age. Poor Emma, my second wife, passed away at age 29. And then my beloved Anna, my third wife, also predeceased me at age 55. As undertaker, I buried each of them, as I buried others I loved. Only two of my many children, Albert and William, survived beyond the end of my days. And as if these sorrows were not enough, my working years were also unsteady ones as I faced financial troubles late in life. Despite all these troubles, I somehow endured. During these times of joy and sadness, I strove to maintain my sense of humor. I lived and worked in my home on Railroad Avenue, very close to the intersection of present-day Bradley Road and Wall Street. For 50 years, I ran a small funeral parlor, and in its early years, I also dealt in furniture. I sold beds, tables, chairs, and even sets that included matching bedsteads. I sold beds, tables, chairs, and even sets that included matching bedsteads, dressers, washstands, and chiffoniers. I also served for years the master of our local Freemasons, where I oversaw the meetings and business of the lodge. I was proud of this role, which required me to be a Master Mason, a title that could not be earned without first earning distinction as a woodworker. In later years, I was able to retire. By 1930, I owned my home, valued then at $5,000, and in it stood my beloved radio, a modern wonder I was proud to acquire. Though my photography was at first only a hobby, I built a studio on the second floor of my home where I practiced portraiture in all the leading styles. My specialty, however, was landscape and marine photography. At the time of my passing, some said that almost every home in Madison holds pictures taken by me or postcards made from my photographs. And to think, some of those images remain and that they are displayed right in front of you. As you look at these photographs, images of downtown Madison, or portraits more than a century old, you will perhaps have a moment of recognition. Among them might be a building or landmark that still stands. Or perhaps you can imagine the people in the portraits attending the schools and businesses around town, living with their families, and experiencing joys and hardships no different from your own. I wish I could be there to tell you more, that my photographs will have to speak for me. I died in 1933 at the start of my eighth decade, and I am buried in Madison's West Cemetery, along with many of the remarkable townspeople whose stories intertwined with mine. I lived my life as best I could, and I am proud to not only have had the good fortune to call Madison my home, but to have been able to contribute in some small way to its rich history.